Hey, Charles. Hey, sir. This is Daniel Nelson with Local Splash in the Google Guarantee Department. How you doing
this
Friday?
Hey. Good. How you doing, Daniel?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. So, Google Guarantee, have you heard of it before? Do you know how it works?
I've heard a little bit about it. I haven't heard a whole lot.
Okay. So, it's amazing, first off. It's a new program through Google. Came out about 4 years ago. Really took off 2 years ago, though. Okay. And what it is it's a pay-per-lead service directly through Google. The benefit of these leads, Charles, is that they're only sent to you. So you don't share the lead with other companies, and it comes through via phone call. Okay?
Right.
Now, the kicker on it, and this is really why it's so popular, if you do not set an appointment with the lead, or if they do not inquire about price, Google does still consider that a qualified lead. If they don't do
it, repeat that for me again.
Yeah. I'll be real clear on it, okay? So if you don't set an appointment with the lead, okay, or if they do not inquire about price. So in other words, they pick you on the Google Guaranteed section. They call you. It's not your number on Google Guaranteed. It's a Google rotating number recorded by Google Bots. So if it's out of your radius, a service you don't provide, a solicitation call, or you never speak to the person, you're automatically not charged for the lead.
Okay.
On the flip side, if you speak to that person and you set up an appointment, like an estimate, or they ask you the price, right? If they do a price inquiry, that is considered a qualified lead as well through Google.
Gotcha.
Okay. Yeah.
So,
go ahead.
I have a question. You said outside of our radius, how far out is Google Guarantee going to get us? I mean,
great question. Okay, so Google Guarantee, technically, you could target the whole U.S. as long as you have the licensing insurance required to target that area. So it's not just going to be your local proximity. It's going to be how far out you're really willing to travel. Does that clarify?
Kind of, because, okay. So for instance, I have a window cleaning company. Now, I imagine there's other people that do Google Guaranteed other window cleaners in other areas.
There is.
So,
yes.
Like, Los Angeles is like a, you know, they got a bunch of different cities here within the county. And I'm wondering, what if there's like 15 other Google Guaranteed people in L.A.? I mean, where am I going to be at on the list, you know?
Great question. So Google is really fair about it. So right now, if you do a search for window cleaning, okay, like in your specific area, you're going to see KC Power Clean, Aquify Washing, Darling Window Cleaning. They're going to have a green check mark next to their name, meaning their leads are on. Now, if you go to more businesses, there's two more with their leads on, Precision Window and Cleaning and Squeegee Pro. That's a pretty cool name.
Let me pull this up while I'm talking to you, because Google Guaranteed and then more windows. Let's see here. I see. Oh, wow. Okay. So there's four right off the top that are already like doing this.
There's five right now with their leads on, and then you have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. There's a bunch more with their leads currently off, okay? Now, here's the way it works, okay? But right now, if KC Power Clean got a phone call, okay, and it's a qualified lead, right, what would happen is they rotate towards the back of the bus, right? So Aquify Washing now has a prime spot to capture the next lead. Because what's going to happen is in the when you do a search, only three will show up on the front page. Most people, they're just going to pick one of those three. They're not going to click on more windows, okay? So you're going to have to wait to rotate towards the front. Does that make sense?
Gotcha. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. But, you know, here's something I'm curious of because I see, like, you know, like you just mentioned Aquafine. I don't see them on my list. However, I'm familiar with them, and they're all the way in Redondo Beach, and we're here, and I'm in Long Beach right now.
Exactly.
And so that's a pretty far radius. to be able for them to be able to go that, like, you know, all the way from Redondo. They're a Redondo Beach, like, located company.
Right, and that goes to show you too. So, like, on the local map section, it's off your local proximity, right? You can't really range too far out, but with Google Guarantee, you can. Even though they're in Redondo, they could show up in Long Beach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. So
it worked the same for you. Yeah.
Yeah. So we recently were, like, at the top of the list for, like, the organic search, not Google Guarantee, but just the organic search in our area.
I saw
then
that.
Yeah. And then our business profile got suspended. Mm-hmm. And now I think we're at the bottom of the list because I can't even find us on Google now. Like they reinstated our profile, but we're like all the way at the bottom of the list now. I don't even know where we're at. I can't even find us on here.
Right. So for the local search engine optimization process, I saw that in the notes that your listing got suspended, which has happened to a lot of businesses actually, and it got reinstated. So what they're doing is they're working on the optimization for you to climb that list again. That's not really my department though. I focus on Google Guarantee primarily, but I did see in the notes prior to calling you that that was an issue and they are working on it.
So I just had one question though with regards to this.
Yeah.
So because we're already at the bottom of the list, does that have anything to do with where we're going to be at on the list with Google Guarantee, or it just rotates the list? It doesn't.
It's completely separate. Okay. Yeah. So the Google Guaranteed section is not related to the Google Business Profile. It is and it isn't, right? Because being a Google Guaranteed company, meaning you pass the background check, you have the required license or insurance to qualify for the program, right? You're Google Guaranteed Verified, meaning Google's backing your work, right? They're saying, hey, we offer even up to $2,000 of insurance if you were to go in and, like, mess something up, right, which I'm sure you wouldn't. But they're backing your work, right? So it makes you more qualified through Google, but it's really not related to the Google Business Profile at all. To answer your question.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. And I heard something, and I don't know if this is true, because I'm looking at, like, for instance, Precision Window Cleaning, and they have only 5 reviews. I don't mean only, but they have 5 reviews that are 5-star, and I heard that you had to have 7+ reviews to get on Google Guarantee. Is that true or not true?
No, the truth is 5. That's part of the application process, is you need 5 reviews to be approved for Google Guarantee. You have 34, so you're already good to go on the review aspect, you know.
Yeah, and they have to be 4.5 stars plus. Is that true too, or no, or 4 stars or more?
It's 4 stars or more, but if you get negative reviews, if you start, like, let's say you go under a 4-star rating, we're going to get a notice from Google. It would take a lot for you to get below that, you know, because all yours are 5-star currently out of the 34 reviews, but that is an issue. Like, if you were below a 4-star rating, we wouldn't even qualify you for the program.
Right. No, no, we're going to keep just going straight all 5 stars, but... I was just trying to get, you know, a clarification on everything, just to weed out what I heard and what wasn't true and what is true. So
yeah, no, it's 4 stars. Yeah, it's 5 reviews are required and 4 stars.
Okay, so I guess the next question is what does it cost? So they want a background check.
Mm-hmm.
So here's one of my only concern with the background check is 2 things, just to be completely transparent. Number one, I talked to somebody about this too. Me personally, I'm listed as the owner. I do have, from years and years ago, back before I got sober, like 4 years ago, like I have like a 4-year sober chip, a real 4-year sober.
I went to school for human services. Yeah, I was going to be a drug and alcohol counselor, and then I went into this field.
Oh,
yeah, that's awesome. Congratulations on that, though. That's awesome, man.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, see, that's a big deal. So,
for sure.
But anyways, before I got clean, the things that I have on my record are like, I had a lot of like petty, you know, I guess back then I had some, drug charges for, you know, paraphernalia, possession, stuff like that.
Okay.
And what so actually they used to be a, go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry to cut you off, but I'm just going to tell you what, cause I know where you're going to right now. So they go off the past 7 years and what they're looking for is felonies. If you have any DUIs or misdemeanors, it doesn't disqualify you for the program. But if you have any felonies in the past 7 years, it would disqualify you.
Okay. I don't know. I'm not really sure. Yeah, because the thing about the possession law, too, and I know it's probably been at least 5 years since I've been arrested for anything.
Okay.
However, the 2 years prior to that, I'm not sure if I actually picked up a, you know, like I had quite a few of them for over the years, but what there is this law, Prop 47, that says that
it reduces them to misdemeanors,
felony,
right?
Yeah, now they're actually misdemeanors, and I understand that that law is retroactive, so I don't know if they actually if they're going to view if there even would one would come up for one of the if I even have a possession on there from the past 7 years, but if I do, if it would even be counted as a misdemeanor or as a felony.
Okay. So what I'd recommend to you, so here, just so you know, your cost per lead is super low. $12 per lead. Google does require a minimum budget to guarantee you up to 13 leads. It's at $156. You could always set a higher budget if you'd like. Okay. But here's the thing. Yeah, no, it's amazing. But here's the thing. So we don't charge your lead budget, whatever it is. Like Foundation Pros are like at 200 a lead, right? So their budget is usually around 2600. I just actually got off the phone with one. So that one's just fresh on my mind, right? So regardless of the lead budget, we do charge a one-time application fee for Google Guarantee / management fee. That's at $250. It's my job, though, to make sure, like, you qualify for the program, because we don't want to sign you up for it and you get denied, right? So what I'd recommend to you prior to starting this, like, I'll send you everything in writing, the cost per lead, the minimum budget, the requirements, et cetera. What I'd recommend to you is you check your charges. They should have, like, I don't know if it was out of Orange County or L.A. or which county, but you should be able to look at your record and see if there's any felonies on there in the past 7 years. If there are, you just would have to wait, right? It sounds like you're like a year away possibly. But if there's not, then we can rock and roll on this right away, you know?
Yeah. No, then I'll check it out and then potentially, and then I have another question. So the Google Guaranteed, I also heard something about it costs $50 a month to be like a Google Guaranteed partner or something. Is that true? Does it cost $50 a month, or is it just a one-time fee to you personally for or your company for $250?
Oh, for our company? No, so for us to be a Google Premier partner, is that what you're talking about? Or
yeah, they like – okay, so – what is the actual cost to me? So, like, I have to – so I pay – who do I pay the $250 to? That goes to you or to Google?
The $250 is going to us for the management fee. Now, the lead fees, right, like the actual lead fee for you is $9 through Google. We're charging you $12. So we make $3 off of every lead.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. And what – now, I'm sorry. My questions are going to seem like a little – I don't know, cutthroat or pessimistic, but what if I wanted to do this process without your help? Let's just say I wanted to save the $3 on every single lead and I wanted to save that $250. What would stop me from doing that?
No, you can absolutely do that.
In advance.
No. I've gotten that question before, so like, I completely understand.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I know that's like a kind of a messed up question, but.
No, you're good. You're good. So, I've gotten it before 100%, you know, so I understand. So you can absolutely go on to Google Guarantee and you could start the application process yourself. Let's say you get approved, right? And, which I'm sure you would if you, as long as you don't have any felonies, within the last 7 years. But let's say you get approved and you decide, hey, you want us to manage it. We still charge the $250 fee to get started with us. It's like an application / management fee. Okay. Now the reason you would want to use us is now you have like, we're taking the application process, for you. Like we're getting everything done. Being a Google Premier partner, we have a rep at Google. Her name's actually Alicia. And she just works with our company on these Google Guarantee accounts, right? So we have direct contact with Google to get you answers fast. And we know how to like manage the leads to get you the best return on investment with our automatic system too, where you only pay for qualified leads, not the unqualified. You don't have to dispute leads on your own. We're already doing all that for you. And we're taking the hit on it too until like we get the money back on it from Google. You know, so it's just kind of peace of mind, right? It's like, why do I go get my taxes done by a professional, right? Like, so I don't owe the IRS. You
know? Right. Like, no, totally. Exactly. Yeah. No. That's I'm just trying to figure out like exactly.
Right.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. How often do you guys, come across like having to get refunds on these, Google guarantees? I mean, like for a business like mine, how many times would you, guess for a month, you guys would have to actually go and say, hey, you know what? We need a refund on these charges right here.
So because of our setup system, we automatically dispute the lead when it's unqualified, meaning like it's out of your radius, a service you don't provide. So that does happen frequently, but right, it's not hitting you at all, right? Like you still have your lead budget in there. Like, it's not being charged from your budget because it was an unqualified lead, right? The only thing too, so we give you a tracking system, which will literally show you every lead that comes through and it says qualified and unqualified next to it. You do want to monitor that. Like I tell my clients on a weekly basis, that way if you see one that says qualified when it was actually unqualified, you let us know so we could dispute that as well through Google. But the system, it's pretty crazy. Like that situation, I've only seen that about 2-3 times where that's happened. And I've actually seen it on the flip side where it said unqualified, but it was actually a qualified lead. So that's just a free lead, you know, mm-hmm. Just take that.
Yeah, no, of course.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to get all the theoreticals. So it's a one-time $250 fee, and then instead of getting charged $12, I'm getting charged, how much did you say? I mean, $9, I get charged $12.
You get charged $12, yeah, per lead, correct.
Okay. And, like, a minimum budget of, like, you know, roughly $200 a month is what we want to spend, minimum. Okay.
Right. Well, the minimum requirement from us is 156, because Google needs 13 leads in the bank to be able to do it. But yeah, you could set any budget higher than that if you'd like. What we'd recommend though is like instead of doing a budget of like 200, we'd actually do it in terms of how many leads. So for example, give me one second here. Put this in the calculator. So you would, if you want to keep it under 200, you would want to do a 192 budget because that will guarantee you up to 16 leads. If you wanted to go a little higher than that, right at 204, then it would be 17 leads.
Gotcha. Okay. And, and let me ask a question. Do you ever work with, what are those, like the Google, where it has like a business that, you know, like a, it's like a Google advertisement kind of thing where it pops you above the organic search. That's like,
Google Ads.
Google Ads, right?
Yeah. So we offer Google Ads here as well. Okay. That one is a pay-per-click though. So here's the thing, if you have the choice between Google Guarantee or Google Ads, I always recommend going Google Guarantee because it's more productive. Like, you have to set an appointment or there'll be a price inquiry for you to be charged. But with Google Ads, as soon as they click on you, it takes from your budget. So it may not even be a call, may not be an appointment. You may not even speak to the person, and it's just going to take from your budget on the pay-per-click. Right. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Okay, yeah, that's what I figured. I was just curious. I sometimes I see some of these bigger companies using Google Ads.
Mm-hmm.
For more like their bigger projects, just trying to shoot for like high-rise projects and stuff like that. So I don't know. I was just kind of curious about it, but I think we're definitely interested in the Google Guarantee.
Yeah, no, a lot of companies don't even know about it yet. So you'll see a lot of companies still using Google Ads, right? But I'm telling you, the Google Guarantee is way more productive. You'll like it a lot better.
Right. Okay, cool. And So we have to do, for the criteria, we have the reviews. That's not a problem.
Mm-hmm.
The background check, I'm going to see further potentially. Another consideration that I have is I have to, and I don't know, you probably don't know, you might not know much about this, but every year I guess you have to refile the LLC.
Right. So for your vertical, actually, the license isn't required. Insurance and background check is. So you don't even have to worry about submitting the LLC to us.
Well, what I was considering is if by chance I don't think I can get approved, and I did talk to this other company, like solicited, called, asked me if I wanted to sign up with them. And I was just kind of talking to them for a minute about the Google Guarantee, asking them questions. And she said, yeah, my boyfriend had a company and he had a couple felonies, and they're not too nitpicky about, I guess the impression I got was like minor little drug things. That's not really what they're looking for, you know, from a long time ago. It's more like, you know, child molestation, rape, murder, you know, aggravated assault stuff, you know. Death, right. You know?
So what it is any felonies basically disqualify you. If it's a misdemeanor though, you're good. Or a DUI, it's good. So if there's any felonies in the past 7 years, then it does disqualify you from the program.
Automatically.
Yeah, so automatically. Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just thinking, what if this next year I wanted to do Google Guaranteed? And what if I were to theoretically, when I open a new LLC, if I were to put this company into somebody's name that I trust that has a perfectly clean record, and then apply for the Google Guarantee, would that be a possibility? I mean,
it 100% is. I have a few companies that do that right now. Yeah.
Yeah, because they do have a copy of my business license from when I had to, unsuspend the profile or whatever. They asked for a copy of the business license.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a copy of it with my name on it. However, if this company were to be transferred to somebody else, for ownership, I mean, are they going to actually look back and say, hey, wait a second, this guy was on the ownership, but now this person's on the ownership. Is any of that going to get mixed up in their,
No, you should be good. So I have a client who the business is still registered in his name. He used his wife, though, because he listed himself as not a face-to-face employee. And he got approved. He's already rocking and rolling with Google Guarantee. I have another client who the business is registered under his name. Well, he's he doesn't even have a social, right? He has like a TIN number. So he had to use his brother, and it got approved. So it does work. Yeah, I've done it for two other clients.
Cool.
Okay,
cool. So potentially I could put this, what would I have to do in order to make that happen? Would I put this business into somebody's name that I trust and then take myself off as the, how would I do that?
So what we would do is not list you as a face-to-face employee. We would list the person that is, doing the background check as the face-to-face employee is how we've done it in the past.
Okay, so I wouldn't be listed as a face-to-face employee. I would be listed
correct.
As...
Correct. It's a workaround, right? Like, if you ask Google about this, they'd probably tell you not to do that, right? But it's a workaround for two of my clients. Because obviously, you know, you're a client of ours. You have fantastic reviews online. You've been clean and sober 4 years. Like, we're not really worried about it backfiring, but it's a situation I've done for two other clients. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, no, totally. I think I'm a pretty good person. I can't even tell you how many they give us keys to schools and the biggest, nicest homes are just free range. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right. So you'll be good, but the only thing is the person that's doing it would need to be willing to go through a background check, scan their driver's license for the background check through Google. So you would have to get approval for them to do that. So it still needs to be somebody that you trust and they trust you, right? For sure.
And somebody that's going to be face-to-face with the employees potentially?
Well, no, because Google doesn't, like, make a – like, they're not going to show up, like, in a Google van and check on you, right? My client that did that where he used his wife, right? She doesn't go to any of the jobs, you know, but he's been rolling with Google Guarantee. It's been fine. In similar situation, he had like a prison term or he had something within 7 years, which was a felony. I forget the actual charge, but he couldn't do it, right? So that was kind of our workaround, you know.
Yeah, no, totally. No, they.
But best case, I would still check your charges. Because best case, that way you don't have to get somebody else's social and driver's license and get their approval to scan all that stuff, right? Best case scenario is if you don't have any felonies within the past 7 years, then we could just rock and roll with you on it, you know?
There might even be a good chance that that is the case. I mean,
right.
In the event, I just want to see how I could proceed if not. But I'll go ahead and, like, that'll be my next thing is I'll go get a copy of my record or whatever. And I have an old copy of it. I actually tried to get some stuff expunged, like six. Actually, I might even have a copy just sitting here 15 feet from me. But, because I tried to expunge it. There was an expungement thing, and I tried to expunge my my record a while ago. And I think they expunged, like, one thing, but the majority of it. That was, like, when I was 6 months clean, you know?
Right, right. I think it's like the New Leaf program or something like that, right?
Just did it when I was 6 months sober. I just wanted to expunge my records.
Right,
and
right, right.
I kind of did a half job at it, and they were like, and they expunged like one thing, and they're like, no, you know, they probably, you know, I don't know, looking back on it, I guess 6 months was kind of soon, But anyways, okay, cool. So, all right, so that's the next step. Okay, so then we have the reviews. We get past the background check, and then we got the cost of it. And then I'm just trying to figure out what else. The insurance requirements. So what insurance requirements? We have a general liability policy. Will that be sufficient, or do they need stuff like workman's comp, automobile liability policy? I mean –
No, it's limited liability. Yeah, that's the requirement. Oh. So it's not workman's comp. All you need is limited liability on it.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, we got that then. Okay, so I think that was pretty much like all my questions right there. And do you know like roughly how far out of a radius they're going to put us? Or do we determine that?
You determine that. So we can do even specific zip codes, cities, counties. Like, it's completely up to you.
Okay. What would you recommend? Because there is specific areas that we prefer to work in because they're wealthier areas with bigger jobs and, you know, we obviously make more money.
My suggestion is to do those zip codes. So don't even narrow it by city, because obviously there's multiple zip codes in a city, you know. So find the zip codes for the locations that you want work in and let's target those zip codes specifically. That way you don't waste your time with smaller projects. Your cost per lead is low, right? So $12, right? Even if it's a small job, you're still making a profit, right? But it'd be better if you get those bigger projects. So I'd recommend, especially, like I have a client in New York who he does 200 leads. So he just targets all of New York, right? But if you, with you doing, I think it was like 19 leads with the $200 budget, right? Or 204 or whatever it was. You're going to want to target those in specific areas to like maximize your results would be my recommendation.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, eventually, I'll be honest with you, eventually, you know, like, I think that would just be like a starting point for us would be $200. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
I think at $10 a lead, we'll take all the work we can get, you know?
Right.
And we got the guys to do it too, so that's not going to be a problem.
Yeah. Yeah. $12 a lead, yeah, we'll for sure. We'll like, I just got off the phone with a Foundation Pro. His is at $200 a lead. So you know, like, man, but those are big. Those are big, like big jobs though. Like they'll be like $10,000 jobs and stuff. You know,
right?
But yeah.
That's the problem I run into with all these like lead generating places. Is they want like ridiculous amounts of money where there's literally like no room to give them what they want. Like they want $50 a lead, and half their leads are BS anyways. They're not even like real leads. Like half the people don't even know who I am or why I'm even in contact with them.
Right.
And
like you end up working for them.
$50.
You know?
Yeah, it's like $50 bucks a pop, dude. Like, bro, I don't know how much money you think we're like making on these jobs, but we're like window cleaners. You know what I mean?
Right,
we're just
right.
Washing somebody's windows, and everybody wants a break. Everybody wants a break, you know. And everybody,
for sure.
Even like, I work in a lot of wealthy places. Just yesterday, I had a guy like, man, this guy must have talked me down like five times before. This is like a, I don't know if you're familiar with California, Palos Verdes estate, and we're doing all of his neighbors' houses, and then he asked
I'm from Huntington Beach.
How much? And
yeah, I'm really familiar.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yeah.
So we were working at Palos Verdes Estates, and it's like a pretty nice neighborhood overlooking the beach.
Super
and
nice.
And,
yeah.
We ended up doing like the whole cul-de-sac, but he was like last on the list for us to do, and he's like, oh, how much? And I said, I don't know, probably like about $450 inside and out with all the screens and everything.
Right.
And he goes, oh, okay, let me talk to the boss. Next day he tells me, because we're doing the neighbor's house, he goes, was that the best price you can give me? And I said, you know, bro, we could probably do 400. It's a pretty fair price, you know, but, we can go ahead and do it for 400. And then he, sure enough, he talks me down again. And then I go, yeah, if you want, we can power wash all this stuff right here for you, pressure wash everything. He goes, how much for the pressure wash? And I go, I don't know, $100. It was just like a super cheap price. And he's like, that's $100. How about, he's like, that's the best you can do. I'm like, okay, fine, $50, dude, you know? Like at this point, I'm just like, whatever, man. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't want to go through this whole haggling thing with you. Yeah, just get
my wife's like
and,
that. She talks everything down. I just pay it. I'm like, we just went and bought my son a bike yesterday, and I was just like, all right, man, we just paid that. And she was like, man, why didn't you try to talk to him? I'm like, what are you wearing a bike store? You know, like,
I don't. This commercial. Have you seen that? I'm the same. Like, I do it at garage sales and like. And trust me, I am like my girlfriend even said, she's like, I think you just go to these garage sales just to haggle with people, you know? And I'm like, dude.
Yeah, my wife's like that too.
Bro.
She
you
does that
I mean?
Too.
Like that's
talk everything
yeah.
down.
Yeah,
you're like a $2 scrunchie or something and she's talking it down, you know? I'm like, wow.
Well, yeah, some of these people are like crazy at the garage sales. It's like all their old junk. Like you're lucky if I even take this stuff off your hands.
Right.
You know, you've been sitting
for
in the garage. But we've seen that Progressive commercial where they're like the one about you don't have to be your parents, and then they're like,
oh yeah.
About,
that was funny.
Like, yeah, you can't don't talk people down and don't haggle with people in the store or whatever, you know what
right,
I mean?
Right, for
like,
sure.
Yeah, there's like kind of like little rules. Like you don't go into Target and start telling them $3, that's the best you can do, you know what I mean? At a garage sale it's okay, you know? Like
Yeah. They
so,
expect that too,
you
know. You know?
I'll even, you know, like, I'll work with people, you know what I mean? Because I said everybody wants a good deal and this and that. But, I mean, this guy was like, geez. And then even after I said, okay, fine, $50 for the pressure washing. He goes, okay, you do the backyard too? I'm like, bro, like, every time I give you a break, you ask for another one. I'm like, dude.
Right.
What the hell, bro? Like, we're just window cleaners, you know? You've got this, like, $3 million house right here, and we're just trying to pay our rent. Come on, bro. You know what I mean? Right. Every 10 out of us, you know.
Yeah. He's like, loving it. He's like, got him again. Yeah, let's go for more.
I know, bro. Just bam, bam, bam. I'm like, bro. Dude, okay, man. You know what I mean? Whatever, bro.
You know what I've noticed, though? Those super wealthy people that, you know, are usually, like, they're usually pretty cheap, you know? I think that's how they stay wealthy, you know? For sure.
Well, it's fine, but geez, man. Like, I get it. You want a good deal. We're hooking you up already, bro. Part of the reason I love about, like, you know, the thing is once we get one of these jobs, like, this is the one thing that I'm, like, super good about doing. So I show up to do one house, but I usually end up doing the whole block. So I'm going to turn like this $12 into way more than just that, you know, couple hundred bucks. You know what I mean? I'm going to upsell every single thing, especially in those, like, you know, pretty wealthy neighborhoods. Like, those people have money. They're not particularly, like, you know, and when it really comes down to it, at the end of the day, most of them just want to get the work done. And when they realize that it's right in front of them, just like all of us, and you're like, dude, it's right in front of me, dude, and this is what I want. You know what I mean? They usually have a hard time saying no. You know what I mean? They're usually like, even after they think about it, they're like, you know what? They just go for it. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, you know,
no, it'd be
hit and miss with them.
This is like, I really feel, this is Google's best product. You know, like, Google Guarantee is amazing. It'd be great for you. All you need to figure out, like I'd recommend, is the zip codes for sure. That way you're targeting the right areas. If you want to open the whole can of worms later and just target like the whole county or whatever, you can do that too. But starting out, I would do the zip codes for sure. And then the background. You just got to check on the background. If you have felonies in the past 7 years, your two options are either wait, right? Or, you know, find somebody that trusts you and you trust them to complete that background check for you, you know?
Yeah, no, totally. I have a few people that I could potentially do. I mean, so I'll just run the people by you. You tell me, you know, I have an ex-girlfriend from 20 years ago that's like one of my close friends. She would be okay with this. The other person would be like either my mom or my brother, but they both live like 3,000 miles away from me. So the dilemma is, like, I don't know if Google's going to, you know, I don't want them to, like, scrutinize my thing too hard and look at it and be like, you know, why is this guy's mom? My mom does do my invoicing for us. So, I mean, she does do a lot of some of the invoicing. So,
no, you definitely... You want, I should have brought this up earlier too. So when they do the scan too on the driver's license, it has to be, in the same state as, the business is located in. So, for example, we have some clients that they have multi-locations. So they do multi-states. Well, their first like background for the central location, that driver's license has to be from that state, or else it doesn't approve it. Like it'll flag it, you know. That's gonna limit your. I'm glad you brought that up. You know. Usually I just assume they're in the same
license,
area.
My mom just moved to Florida. What if her driver? What if she had an old California ID that was still valid? Would that work?
That would work. Yeah, that's golden. Yeah, as long as it's still valid.
Yeah,
because what happens, so on the driver's license, it's weird. So what will happen is the background check is performed by Pinkerton or Evident, who's a they're two companies that Google contracts for the background checks. Evident requires the driver's license scan. Pinkerton does not. But we don't know which one it's going to be until we create the profile.
And now, what about that address that's on her driver's license? Are they gonna mail there and things?
No, that's fine. Okay. Where the business is located and the driver's license, it's different. Yeah, it doesn't matter on that.
I would feel the most comfortable with my mom, but obviously my mom's like 60 something years old, and then, you know, they might say like, oh, this girl's, you know, she's 60 something years old. She's not gonna be face to face doing any window cleaning, you know.
Right.
Yeah. So that, I don't know how, like, serious it, how hard they scrutinize these things, or if it's just like, okay, paperwork in place, let's go, you know?
Right. No, you should be good. Like the two, the one client I used, who we used as wife, she's like 19 or like, they don't go like look at it with like a magnify glass and kind of like CIA it, you know,
everything. Yeah, you really.
Right.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So, all right, cool. So, yeah, I think that's, I don't want to waste too much of your time.
Again? My name's Daniel Nelson.
Yeah. Oh, Daniel, right. Okay, yeah, Daniel. Here it is. I just saw your text message from Local Flash. So, okay, cool. So, yeah, I mean, I'll go ahead and check that, check my record and see what, you know, about the felony or whatever, if there is one.
Right.
And then, I guess we could just take it from there. Do you, Once I get that information, should I contact you?
Yeah, you call me. So I'll be with Google Guarantee. Okay, so let's say we sign you up right now. What would happen is you're gonna have a lead specialist assigned to your company. It'll either be Perry, Ivan, or Anna, and they're the ones managing your leads. So a client interview is scheduled for you and them. They just want to meet you, see how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. Also, they are able to make sure your application was processed correctly. I'm still very active in my accounts, though. I'm the main person that sets the Google Guarantee accounts up here. So you would just call me directly when you're ready,
okay.
Or anytime you have questions, too. Like, if I need to get them on the line, I will. But usually it's just an easy question I can answer, you know?
Oh, yeah. And I have one more question. So,
yeah,
somebody told me there was a $50 a month fee that you pay at Google as a Google Guarantee fee. Is that true? Or
that's not true.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Okay, so it's just...
Yeah, where that
came
from.
Yeah, no, that was a solicitation call where... Yeah, a solicitation call where I was just, like, kind of just talking to them, BSing with them about... I just randomly asked them about the Google Guarantee, you know?
Yeah, yeah. There's no... They were BSing you. There's no $50 fee through Google for Google Guarantee.
Okay, so there's no $50 a month fee, or maybe they were just talking about their company charges.
It could have been that, but because like we have our $250 application / management fee, that's just for us to manage and get your application processed for you, right? But there's no $50 fee through Google to do it yourself. That's what your question
gotcha.
Was.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I have one more question. This is another one of my pessimistic questions, and I apologize in advance.
No, you're good, brother.
Okay, so once I pay that $250, and let's just say I've been doing Google Guarantee for a while, and I feel like I've kind of, like, got a good grip on the system, and I go, you know what, like, I feel like I'm paying $3 on every lead, but it's only, like, one lead a month that has to be contested, and I could probably just contest that for myself and save myself you know, $75 or however many leads we're getting every month. In that event, once I was Google guaranteed and I was, if I decided at any time that, hey, you know what, like maybe I don't need the guys over at the Google Guarantee to do anything on their end for me. Maybe I can just do that. You know, what would happen at that point? Would I just stay Google guaranteed and would I just no longer? And I apologize for this question. I'm just trying to.
No, you're good. You're good. No, it's good. You want to know basically everything. So it's, it's a great question. So if you were to like cancel with us with Google Guarantee, you could absolutely do it on your own. You can manage your own Google Guarantee account. It's not like we blow the whole thing up and like you have to start from scratch. But I'm just going to point out, I mean, it's $3 for peace of mind, you know, like, so what it is
right,
we do a 25%.
Part of my master plan was to actually does out. Yeah.
Right.
Not
right,
part
right.
Of my master plan to actually does out. Ideally, what I want to do is just be able to have this company be able to like run most of it itself. You know what I mean? Like, I'll tell you one of the smartest things one of these companies that I work with, said is he said, you know what? Like, I remember when I first started, I tried to do everything myself. And the one thing that I've learned in business is you got to, like, delegate all the tasks to everybody else. You got to be willing to
big
cut
time.
Everybody in, you know what I mean?
Big
you can't
time,
be a one-man
sure.
band, dude. And,
right.
So
too
I
much.
Completely agree with that. I learned that.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I have everybody – yeah, there's more than – there's going to be plenty of money to go around, dude, for everybody. More more that way than it would if I was trying to be a one-man band.
Right.
If I just cut everybody in graciously, you know, even the guys that I work with, I pay them, like, way more than they ever want. Like, the first thing I usually ask them is, what are you hoping to make, you know, working with me? You know what I mean? And
right.
I always give them way more. Everybody knows. You know, I always kick down everything. I do everything I can for everybody, including the client themselves, all the way across the spectrum, from, you know, start to finish. Every single person just gets graciously blessed. And then it just seems like it's a good model for business, you know?
Yeah, no, I agree. So, that's awesome, man. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I'm trying to get you, but.
That's how you get good workers. Like, I'm sure they want to work for you. You know, they say, hey, this is what I want. And you up and beyond, man. They're like, you know, like, my boss is cool like that too, man. Like, he takes care of us, right? Like, you know, if we have like, days we need off or what, you know what I'm saying? Like, he's cool. So he makes, like, we want to work for him, you know? So I think that's important for any business,
well,
you know? Yeah.
I'll tell you, this one company that I work with, that's one of the mistakes that they made is, they literally, like, for instance, and this is like a couple of their like best guys, they run up huge debts with them and they don't pay them on time. Like, for instance, with me, they have like an outstanding debt of $15,000 for like 2 years. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
2 years, you owed me 15 grand, dude. I'm a window cleaner, bro. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
I'm making these drips of money and you're holding on to my money. Like, yeah, even when I tell you, like, I need that money, you're still like, oh, I'm sorry, we just don't have it, you know?
Right.
So that's the problem that they had. And honestly, so many guys quit working with them. Like, good guys, like guys that were making you plenty of money, really good at what they do, great employees. And they just refuse to work with you because you did that. You know what I mean?
Right.
So
right.
That's
right.
Kind of what I've noticed. Yeah. And so then I took like an opposite approach, and every single guy, whenever I have them come and work with me, man, these guys, it's so great because they don't even ask me anymore how much they're going to get paid. They don't ever say, I can't do it. Like, they literally just say, sure. You know, like, I mean, there was a job a few months ago where we needed 12 guys, like the best guys there is, at a job. Like, and this happened a bunch of times, actually, as a matter of fact, a couple big jobs where we needed these guys, like, that I said, hey, man, how quickly can we do this tomorrow? And every single person was like, we'll be there, dude. They were there early, and they slammed through the work, like, with amazing, I mean, every single person was, like, thoroughly impressed, dude, you know?
That's so awesome. That's awesome.
Yeah, it really worked out.
Right. No, that's important. So, I'm going to schedule you for, how about I talk to you back on Monday? Does that work? Like, same time, or what day and time works best for you?
Monday. Well, because I think I do have my record here, but my concern is even the record that I have, I really want to go down and get a printout.
Okay.
Like a thorough printout so that I'm 100% sure before, because I do have a printout, it's just like so many pages long that, I'm almost concerned that I might like get lost in, you know, it's like, you know, 25 years of paperwork, you know?
Right.
It doesn't, it's not like just like, it's hard to, you know, it's like the whole, you know, like time, date, this, that, like every single thing on there is like, you know, drawn out to the whole thing of it, you know?
Right.
So I kind of want to just try to go figure it out, like talk to somebody at a, where would you suggest I go? Like to the courthouse or
what,
like,
county?
Records department, the courthouse?
What county is it?
Los Angeles.
Los Angeles? Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm from Orange County. I know Orange County has like a web portal that you could do it through. It's like OC Courts. I don't know about LA though. I'm not positive on that one. But yeah, the best thing, you could go down to the courthouse. You could do a live scan too, but they're gonna charge you for a live scan, you know? You should be able to do it free online. I just don't know exactly where with LA County. You know,
okay,
Orange County,
maybe
they have a portal.
Yeah, maybe
for
I'll
sure.
Yeah, because I know there was one thing from Orange County, but I'm pretty sure it was like way past 7 years, you know?
Yeah. So then, you would want to check the LA County ones then. But I would just Google it, like look at LA courts, and hopefully they have a portal like Orange County does, and you're able to just pull up. It'll only like let you search your record though. from what I heard, you know, with the Orange County one. So yeah. LA should be the same, though.
How do they know that it's me?
They have you fill out, like, info. Right. Like, you have to put, like, your social in and your driver's license and all that stuff, you know?
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, I'm going to actually check that out right now.
Yeah, make sure it's an actual L.A., like, county site, though. Like, don't be putting your stuff into the wrong spot. Yeah, like, for sure.
Yeah, no, L.A. Yeah. I just typed in L.A. County records. There's one that says request. Couple sponsor results. Yeah, okay, well, I'll try to figure it out. Here's public records request for the city of Los Angeles. Maybe that's helpful.
That
yeah, I'll
be.
Check it out and see what I can do. Or maybe I'll just go down to the courthouse and just literally just walk right into the records department and pull out my ID and just ask them for a printout.
There you go. Yeah, that might be the best way. It'll just take longer, though, you know. But either way. So, yeah, you tackle that, tackle the zip codes, and then just call. You could call me back at my direct line and extension, and we'll go from there. Okay?
Okay. And I have your number. Is it in my email?
I have your email and texted it to you. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. All right. And you sent it to skyworkswindowcleaning @gmail.com.
Let me double check. Yes, I did. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Should be titled Google Guarantee.
Okay, got it. Okay, cool. All right. Awesome. All right, Daniel. All right. Well, I really appreciate all your help. Yep, I have your information right here. So
perfect.
All right, we'll be in touch.
All right, you have a great rest of your day, okay? Thank you for your time, sir. Thank you for being a client,
thank
dude.
You, Daniel.
All right. Bye.
Okay.